Hello, I'm Jeffrey Wong.
And I'm Nick Gargi. And today we are talking about how iPhones can affect your life.
In recent studies, it has shown that the presence of a phone or a laptop can lead to falling grades. Even in college when you are 21, even the presence of a laptop or phone on average can drop your grade down 5%.
Today we also have an exclusive interview with Jacob Kohler, the man who recently lost a class. How old were you when you got your first phone?
I was in fifth grade, so I guess that means I was 11 years old.
When did you start using social media?
Last year in seventh grade, around the same time I started making friends.
Do you always have your phone with you throughout the day?
Yes, I always have my phone with me. I keep it in my pocket.
Have you ever broken your phone?
Yes, multiple times. I didn't have a case on it, and it slipped out of my pocket, and the screen cracked a lot.
Does your phone make you more responsible?
No, I don't believe it does, because now I have access to the internet, social media, video games, pretty much anything I want.
Do you think that having a phone lowers your grades?
No, I don't believe having an iPhone lowers my grades, because I'm a dedicated student and athlete concerned about my grades.
Do you think the amount that the iPhone costs is worth it?
Yes, I believe it is, because you can do multiple different things.
Have you ever felt conflicted while doing your homework about your phone on that Fortnite grind? Well, you're not alone, because according to a study in 2015 and 2016, that usage for mobile apps has gone up 69%. When a person's attention is divided between two tasks, fewer items concerning those tasks can be recalled later, ABC News reported. Arnold Glass, the author of the study and professor of psychology at Rutgers University in New Brunswick, told ABC that the study also applies to high school and middle school, as well as meetings in the workplace. According to a press release from Rutgers University, the study is the first ever to show a causal relationship between distractions from electronics to exam performance. Many dedicated students think that they can divide their attention in the classroom without harming their academic success. But we found out an insidious effect on exam performance and final grades, Glass said in the release. To help manage the use of devices in the classroom, teachers should explain to students that damaging effects of distraction on retention, not only on themselves, but for the whole class. Now you've heard both sides of the argument. What do you think? Should students have phones or not? Conclusion. Phones give you many benefits, such as FaceTiming, Snapchat, Instagram, looking at what other people are doing, a calculator, being able to have something when you're lost to be able to communicate with your parents, but also give a lot of downsides. For example, your social life, just because you have Snapchat and Instagram, doesn't mean you can communicate with people normally because there's a screen in between. Also, while texting, you may be sending mixed signals that the other person does not understand, but you do.